Yeah. It's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again on a fine Thursday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And if you're listening to us, you know you're listening to the FSP Crew Show. I am JT, a.k.a. The Master. I'm always joined by my esteemed co-host, Jeff the Joker. And like I said, we make up the FSP Crew. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. I always say it double, twice I should say. 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to talk to Jeff or me. We got a great show. Half a time, like I said, this week, next week, half an hour. The week of the draft, which is 2 weeks from today. 2 hours. We're going to go all as much as we can into the draft April 28th, which is exactly 2 weeks from today. But people, we have the schedule, the NFL schedule coming out. And we also have some big NFL news. And we had some historic things happen in the NBA last night. So even though it's a half hour, we're going to try to get all that in and get the opinions of my man Mike and my man Jeff. And we got a full crew here, so I'm going to bring these guys in, and we're going to start this show off. What's up, Mike and Jeff?
Hey, guys. Let's get started. It's going to be all thriller, no filler.
Nope.
What's going on, bro?
Okay.
Good to be
all
here,
right.
Good to be here.
Yes, sir. All right. I don't even know where to start. Let me put it this way. Let me start from yesterday and work into today. First of all, the Black Mamba, Kobe Bryant, the last game he would ever put on a Laker uniform and play in a professional basketball game. Kobe Bryant facing the Utah Jazz had a bunch of pregame hype, pregame celebration, in-game celebration, and decided that me, and I'm saying as the third person, me, Kobe Bryant, is going to give my fans and the many viewers that are tuning in to see my last game as a professional basketball player a show. Scored 25 points in the fourth quarter, outscored the whole Utah Jazz team in the fourth quarter. The Lakers were never in the lead of that game until about 2 minutes or 1 minute before the game was over. And who helps them win the game with his 60th point on the free throw line? Kobe Bryant. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better hasta la vista, ciao, see ya, than that. 37 years old, the oldest player to ever score that many points in his last game before he retires. I'm going to go to Jeff first before we even get to the other basketball record. I'm going to go get to Jeff and then to Mike and get your thoughts on just Kobe Bryant. And I don't know if you guys saw the game, but it was a hell of a game. It's definitely the finish. Hell of a finish. Talk to me, Jeff.
Yeah, if I was a gambler, I would have bet the over on Kobe's points, which I heard Vegas had pretty low. I don't know why. And I thought to myself, there's a good chance he could score 40, 50 points, But also I knew he was going to take 40, 50, 60 shots because that's how much Kobe loves Kobe, you know. But I swear to God, maybe after a year off, you never know. Maybe he might play a year or two in Italy or something because he speaks Italian because when he was a kid, his dad was playing pro ball over there. So I don't know. I always wondered if he was going to finish up in Italy. And he still could. You never know.
Talk to me, Mike.
Man, 50 shots. I couldn't believe I was seeing that last night. That man put up 50 shots in an NBA game. It was crazy. But a good night for Kobe overall, even though he started out slow. I was slipping. I was watching Golden State. They quickly went up by 20, so I turned to watch the rest of the Lakers game. But I was thoroughly entertained. It was good to see a lot of stars come out, embracing for his final game. But 50 shots, man. You know what Steph Curry can do with 50 shots?
I hear you. And speaking of Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, it's ironic it's on a historic night for Kobe. And then the Golden State Warriors at home playing the Memphis Grizzlies, who they just had beat in Memphis on Friday or Saturday. I forget which day it was, by a point. And come back after playing the San Antonio Spurs and handed them one of their losses, San Antonio Spurs at home, that the Golden State Warriors are 73-9. Now, I've watched a lot of basketball in my day. I've seen 72-10. I've seen 69-13. I've seen 33-game winning streaks. The last two the records I'm talking about were from the Lakers, but 73-9. I don't know if that record, just like people thought the record that the Bulls had would never get eclipsed. I highly doubt that a team will come along in the future years that would be able to eclipse that and go 74-8, 75-7, 76-6, because that's what they're going to have to do to be able to beat 74-8. That's crazy. I don't know what you guys think about that. And they did it handily to a team that's one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. And they earned it because the last three games they played, one being the Memphis Grizzlies twice, and the other one was the San Antonio Spurs, are no slouches in playing defensive basketball. I'm going to go to Mike first and then Jeff on this point. What do you think about that?
What, 74-8? I don't see 74-8 ever happen. I was shocked to see what I saw last night with the 73-9, but I don't think a team is going to keep their concentration for a whole season like that. Golden State can get close, but I don't think they can break their own record. But it was good to see, like you, I saw the Chicago Bulls season of 72-10. I'm still going to give the edge if they had to play head-to-head to the Bulls because their defense was just dominant that whole season, but 73-9 is nothing to sleep at. That was a great record to see and watch. It was a great overall night for the NBA as well.
What's your thought, Jeff?
You know, I'll tell you, and I've heard people put their two cents in about the Warriors. I'll tell you, I love it. And the big reason why is that's how you defend a title. I know the season isn't over. They still got a playoff run. But so many times in sports, not as much basketball as the other sports, you see a team coming off a title really very lackluster, you know, sometimes not even making the playoffs. And I can't remember a team who won a title, who even when they won the title, weren't getting the respect they deserve, go and just destroy for the entire regular season. I think it's great. I know this is an extreme example, but I don't watch much baseball. But back in the 90s, remember when the Marlins won the World Series and then the owner unloads all the star players like these guys had cooties or something? Boom. That's not defending your title, you know?
Yes.
But I guess he was trying to get rid of the salaries because he was selling the team. But there have been other situations, you know, in football, whenever the Giants win a Super Bowl, they usually stink the following year because, you know, there's reasons. It's you got a much longer season. Everybody's gunning for you. It's a very high level of competition, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's reasons. And, that, like I said, that's how you defend the title. You destroyed them in the regular season. And they got a tough road. They're probably going to have to beat San Antonio to make it to the finals. And then I guess that's the thing. Is it going to be San Antonio or Golden State that's going to play most likely Cleveland? And that's probably the most likely matchup for the finals. I mean, you guys watch a little more hoops than I do, but I think that's pretty much agreed to by most people.
All right. Enough of the NBA from yesterday. Big news is the NFL. And the real big news, which is like when I heard this and I saw the particulars in this trade, it reminded me, and I don't know if it reminded you guys, but it reminded me of the
I know you saw a little Daniel Snyder dashing in your head when you heard about this trade. You probably saw Daniel Snyder switch organizations today, didn't you?
No. This reminded me of the even crazier trade when the New Orleans Saints, led by Mike Ditka, decided to trade their whole picks to get Ricky Williams. I mean, if you look at this trade and what the Rams gave up to the Titans, let me just run this down what they gave up. Okay, let me see where I just had it. Rams gave up, quite naturally, they get the 15th pick from the The Titans get the 15th pick. I'm sorry. They get the 43rd pick, the 45th pick. They get the 76th pick from the Rams, and they also get a first and a third round pick next year. I mean, and the Rams in turn get the number one pick, they get a fourth round pick, and they get a seventh round pick. Like, you got to be kidding me. When I saw this trade, I'm saying you got to be kidding me. Now, that's a lot of picks. I think they have six or seven picks within the first 76. Picks. That's what I'm talking about, the Tennessee Titans. And now they're picking 15th versus picking number one. And John Robinson, who's the GM of the Tennessee Titans, says he's not done yet. He says the door is still open. It's something like 7-Eleven. It's never closed. If you want to make a deal, you want to come in and buy, we are available to you. So I'm going to go to Jeff this time and get your opinion on this crazy trade, in my opinion. Too excessive, too much that I think the Rams gave up, but they really wanted to have the choice of one of the top quarterbacks, so they made that move. What's your thoughts, Jeff, and then we go to your
play. Yeah, I concur because I think the two top prospects, they're both very good prospects, but neither one of them I think is five star, because the guy from Cal, you know, he's one of these shotgun guys who doesn't, you know, take snaps under center. That's huge. And the other guy's coming from a lower level of competition, and he doesn't even have two full years as a starter. They still both guys, still very good players, but I don't know if they're worth giving up an arm and a leg for. I think it's very smart of the Titans because, A, they got a quarterback, and, B, that's the position where a team like the Rams, who've been lacking in that department, is willing to give up an arm and a leg. And they got plenty of time now to do what they want because they have so many picks that they might want a package to move back up a little. I heard the Giants might move down, which I'm great with because they have multiple needs. So, if they could move back a little and pick up another second-round pick or something like that, I'm all for it because, you know, the one good thing about having a lousy team is it's hard to go wrong in the draft because you have so many needs, you know. But I guess the bad teams find a way to screw it up, you know. And I think, you know, the Giants are drafting at 10. I think there's a drop-off around 8 or 9. So, but if somebody's willing to trade up to 10, I hope the Giants could get it done. And, the Rams do need a quarterback. And, you know, I don't know if they've decided which guy they're going to go with. But I think they need somebody who could help sell some tickets right away. And I don't think either one of those guys is ready for prime time.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but Luck Talk looked like they cut me off. I don't know what the heck happened. I'm calling my cell phone now to get back in.
Okay.
Because you couldn't hear me at all, right?
I lost sound for, I don't know, maybe about a minute.
Okay. Can you hear me on my...
I can hear you.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me just try this. Hold on a minute, Jeff.
Yeah.
I got to talk to you on my cell phone. For some reason, on a Block Talk, decided to kill me on my on the website. Hopefully, we're still airing. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, what were you saying about this trade?
Excuse me?
What were you saying about this trade?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I like it for Tennessee. It looks like they got a lot. I think you got to give up a lot to get the first pick. I think, the two top quarterback prospects, they're both very good prospects, but I don't think either guy is a five-star prospect.
Right.
You know, the one guy played his whole career in the shotgun, and the other guy's coming from a lower level of competition with less experience also, because he's got less than 2 years experience as a starter. So,
right.
But, I think one of the good things about this trade for the Titans is that they got a full 2 weeks to, you know, package those picks, maybe move back up a little bit and whatever. And I heard the Giants might be interested in trading down. They're in a 10th spot. And I hope they do because if they can get another second-round pick, they have multiple needs and they might be able to get another quality player. So, it should be an interesting 2 weeks.
Black, Mike, what's your thoughts on this freaking trade, man?
Man, this was a crazy trade. When I heard it go down today, I was like, what is going on here? How does Jeff Fisher still have life coaching, Mr. 8-8? And why is the Rams? I mean, the Rams, they got fleeced, man. The Titans are going to make out like bandits with this trade. It's a lot of picks. I think they have, six or seven of the top 50 picks, I believe.
Titans
They
have six of the top 76 picks.
Yeah, so that's crazy, man. The Titans are going to rebuild real, real quick off of that. Somebody's doing some good fleecing going on over there in Tennessee. I want to see what they do with these picks, man. But for the Rams, I mean, they're going to find a way to screw it up either way. They've had how many number one draft picks have gotten it right, so it really doesn't matter for them. But it's going to be a big, best man for the Titans. I'm interested to see who they get in this draft, man, to help out Mariota.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing I wanted to come out, besides this draft, which relates to the NFL quite naturally, is the NFL Network right now is having a three-hour show releasing the up-and-coming 2016 NFL schedule with the first Thursday night matchup, which happens to be on September 8th, which is a rematch. And you know the NFL likes doing this. And quite naturally, you'll be able to get this streaming on Twitter, for those who don't know that. It's a Thursday night game, so Thursday night games are going to be available on Twitter, streamed on Twitter. Carolina at Denver, with whoever's going to be the quarterback, with quite naturally Carolina looking for revenge. That should be an interesting game. I'm going to go down these games. And I see some intriguing games that I've been thinking about in the first week, which happens to be, ironically, believe it or not, on Sunday. The first Sunday of the NFL season is Sunday, September 11th. Wow. I didn't realize that until I'm looking at it right now. And that's pretty I shouldn't say ironic, but it is ironic. It's on a Sunday, and September 11th is the first week of the beginning of the NFL season. Green Bay at Jacksonville, Buffalo at Baltimore, Chicago at Houston, Cleveland at Philadelphia, Tampa at Atlanta, Minnesota at Tennessee, Cincinnati at New York, Oakland at New Orleans, San Diego at Kansas City, division rival, Miami at Seattle, Detroit at Indianapolis, another NFC division rivalry, New York at Dallas, and this should be very interesting, an 8:30 game on Sunday night to round off the first Sunday in football, professional football, New England at Arizona. Out of the first week, guys, I named them down there. I see two that are really intriguing to me, which I think is Green Bay at Jacksonville, because Jacksonville, I think, is going to be one of these teams that got a lot of young blood and going to be very interesting, especially at home. And quite naturally, New England at Arizona. See how those two teams come out. What's your thoughts on what you like in this first week of the NFL season? Talk to me, Mike.
I'm tired of playing the Giants every season. To open the season, it seems like we do that every year.
Yep, that's okay. It does seem like that. I don't know why that is, but yeah, it's deja vu all over again.
My goodness. I mean, I respect the rivalry, you know? I like talking crap to the Joker when I can. I'm sure he likes talking crap to me. But every season? Come on, NFL makers. My goodness, man.
What other games happen to stand out for you besides your NFC East matchup?
I'm also interested in that Green Bay at Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been making a lot of moves this offseason, so I'm interested to watch that one as well. And what was the Raiders' opponent? Did you do the Raiders?
The Raiders, you think?
Yeah.
The Raiders are at New Orleans.
Raiders, yeah, I'm interested in seeing that one, too.
What's your thoughts there, Jeff?
Well,
tweaks your interest here?
Well, there's, you know, after the first week, there's three games in London. There's a game in Mexico City. And there's something I don't get. I mean, considering how popular the NFL is, they should start Labor Day weekend. I know they years ago they stopped doing that because they thought it would hurt the ratings. The NFL is so big, I don't think it will hurt the ratings. You know, it'd be, I don't know, this way they start a week earlier, they can end the season a week sooner. You know, I don't know why they don't start it on Labor Day.
Well, two games I left out were Monday night, September 12th. Two interesting games, Pittsburgh at Washington, and the L.A. Rams open up their season in L.A., back in L.A. again, against their Northern California rival, NFC West rival, the San Francisco 49ers. So more than likely, both these two teams are going to be starting new quarterbacks, and two teams that, in my opinion, are going in different directions. It's going to be very interesting to see how the L.A. Rams fare going to San Francisco and see if they can start the season off right or go back to L.A. With a loss and with a win from San Francisco. So, and then the Rams.
Will Kaepernick still be there?
Is it?
Will Kaepernick still be there?
That's the story. You know, I saw a couple of articles online saying that there's already a trade in place. Kaepernick going to the Denver Broncos. It just hasn't been announced yet. They're going to wait until the, draft day, or give or take a day. So there's a possibility. More than likely, Colin Kaepernick's not going to be a Ram. I mean, they're not going to be a 49er. So, and then quite naturally, with the Rams moving up to number one, it throws a lot of teams that were looking to get one of the top quarterbacks, either Wentz or Goff, because the teams were in a position to do so. Now, because the Rams made this blockbuster trade and move up to one, right now, I got to believe a lot of teams are backtracking and trying to go to plan B or C to see if they have to move up to try to get one of the other, one of the quarterbacks that are going to be left, or have a contingency plan and maybe move down in the draft and catch one of the other quarterbacks. It's going to be interesting for these two teams, not two teams, but these teams that are needy of a quarterback like San Francisco, even the Jets. Who knows what the Jets are going to wind up with if Fitzpatrick is going to eventually sign. And quite naturally, your team is looking to get a qualified or somebody to back up Tony Romo for the future. Now they have to backtrack because of what the Rams did. And the Rams, believe it or not, the Rams have the third toughest, supposedly, based on the teams that they're going to be playing for this year, third toughest schedule in 2016. So, that being said, we got about a minute left. You guys got anything that you want to put out there before we exit out of here? Talk to me, Jeff, and then Mike.
That's it. Been real, and tune in next week.
That's you, Mike.
Jeff, who's that wrestler that passed away this week? I wonder if you knew anything about him.
Oh, no, I didn't. Because unfortunately, you know, wrestling doesn't get a lot of coverage from the mainstream sports media. And very sadly, many wrestlers to pass away too young. Usually, I got a couple buddies who usually email me if a notable wrestler passes away. I didn't hear about it. I'm going to look that up right now.
Yeah, I forget the guy's name. I think he was like 43 or 44.
Yeah, that's
too
young.
He was Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe I saw it. But
I'm going
to
look that up.
His name is Casey right
now. Oh, okay. Balls Mahoney?
That's a guy.
Balls Mahoney dies at 44. Oh my God! Really? Maybe he rest in peace. Call him Axel Rotten. So, EWC and WWE wrestler, 44 years old.
Yeah, WWE is a big promotion, and ECW is a real tough, hardcore promotion. But, you know, people see these guys, you know, mixing it up once a week on a show. But a lot of these guys, they're doing the same thing 6-7 nights a week. They really take their lumps, and then sometimes they get messed up with these heavy-duty prescriptions, and they get involved with some bad stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, next week is another half an hour show before we get to the draft show, which is the 28th. I want to thank you guys for joining me. Thank you for those who have been listening. Tune in next week. Same time, same spot. We'll be talking about the week in sports, and we'll also be talking about the first week in the NBA playoffs because the season ended yesterday, and now we're getting into the playoffs to see who's going to get that crown. For Mike, Jeff, and myself, thank you for calling.